With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Authorities continue to search for 40-year-old Robert Card, suspected in the mass shootings last night in Lewiston, Maine, that killed 18 people and wounded dozens. Colonel William Ross, the chief of the Maine State Police, says of the 18 known dead, 15 of them were found at the two locations in Lewiston.
The victims at the Just in Time establishment, 7 people are deceased there, 1 female and 6 males, all from an apparent gunshot wound. Victims at the Schmegley's Billiards, 8 are deceased. 7 males inside the establishment, 1 male outside of the establishment.
Auburn City Councilor Leroy Walker told multiple media outlets that his son Joe, a manager at the Bar and Grill, died going after the gunman with a butcher knife. President Biden has met with the newly elected Speaker of the House. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
On his first full day on the job, Speaker Mike Johnson came here to the White House for a meeting with President Biden and the Democratic House leader. They discussed the president's request for nearly $106 billion for Israel, Ukraine, and other national security needs. Until now, Johnson and the president had no relationship. After returning to the Capitol, Johnson said it was a productive meeting and told reporters he enjoyed his visit with the president. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' office says the state has arranged to send drones, weapons, and ammunition to Israel as it prepares for an incursion of Gaza in response to Hamas's attack. DeSantis' office said Thursday that Florida has sent cargo planes with health care supplies, drones, body armor, and helmets. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 251 points, the NASDAQ dropped 225. This is SRN News. Britain's Labour Party wants to lock up those who resist transgenderism.
Earlier this year, a poll came out that indicated a lot of young people in this country think it should be a crime for anyone to call a transgender person by anything but his or her preferred pronouns. And we all laughed. But across the pond, the British Labour Party is vowing to enact legislation that would do just that. Labour leaders say if they come to power again, they'll advance a bill to apply prison time to, quote, abuse of trans people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Relatives of victims of alleged war crimes committed by Myanmar's military have filed a criminal complaint in the Philippines as they increasingly seek to hold the generals accountable in courts outside their country. Hundreds of people have been killed in artillery bombardments and airstrikes in Chin, the only predominantly Christian state in Buddhist Myanmar. More than 2,000 houses and buildings, including about 60 churches, have been destroyed. This is SRN News. A federal judge is ordering the state of Georgia to redraw its voting district maps to include a new black-majority congressional district. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
U.S. District Judge Steve Jones says some of Georgia's congressional and state legislative maps were drawn in a racially discriminatory manner. He's ordering one new congressional district be created and 7 more for the state house and Senate. This Georgia case is part of a wave of litigation after the U.S. Supreme Court interpretation of the Voting Rights Act, and Georgia officials are expected to appeal. The judge says if the maps aren't redrawn by December, he will block voting for the 2024 election, calling the current maps unlawful. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A new map could shift a congressional seat from Republican to Democratic control. More details at SRNnews.com.